Well, then four, can science be used to defend the Christian faith is the next question. For many non-Christians today, science poses the most formidable intellectual objections to the Christian faith. Yet Christian apologists differ markedly in their view of the proper stance to be taken towards science. Some embrace the findings of science enthusiastically, claiming to find in them direct confirmation of the Christian faith. Of course, it depends when you want to claim the science, but that's a question that we'll uncover. But others then take the opposite position, viewing science in general with suspicion regarding certain prevailing theories of science as inimical to the Christian faith.
So. And so we have the, philosophy. Where does philosophy come in? You know, where does, the relation between theology and apologetics, and then science, and now fifth, history, right? The fifth question is, can the Christian faith be supported by historical inquiry? And the diversity of views they tell us on science among apologetics is paralleled by a similar diversity concerning history. Some apologists take the truth of the Christian message on its historical verifiability, right? And so others, while agreeing that the faith is based on historical events, place little emphasis on historical inquiry or warn against believing that the central events of redemption can be verified objectively according to the canons of historical study. So what's the place of history with regard to apologetics, right? So we have philosophy. What's the place of philosophy, theology, and now history with regard to apologetics? And again, what they're trying to help us see here is that in answering these six questions, we see the distinctions between these four various approaches to apologetics.
Right.